a collection of 254 tapes spanning the career of Flying Nun musician Chris Knox is set to be preserved by the Alexander Turnbull Library in Wellington. It's part of a collaborative effort between the library and the Flying Nun Foundation, and it's the results of more than a year's work digging through Chris's immense personal collection. Here to tell us about it from the Flying Nun Foundation, Russell Brown. Hello there.
Hello, Jesse.
One of the many things Russell Brown does. What's the Flying Nun Foundation exactly?
The Flying Nun Foundation is a small group of us who decided a couple of years ago that it was time to start talking about preserving the heritage of the Flying Nun culture, which, you know, it's a record label launched in 1981, New Zealand's most successful label overseas, best known label. And the culture around it produced an enormous amount of creative material, not just recordings, but posters and sleeve art and all those things. And particularly in the case of tapes, tapes are a task one, because we're at the point now where they're at the age where they're going to get mouldy and degrade.
Okay, and so you want to get the tapes, and by the way, we should use this as an opportunity to get the message out as well. If someone had some old sort of tapes that were potentially significant, they should get in touch with you, right?
Yeah, absolutely, and it doesn't necessarily mean giving your stuff to a library or anything like that. You can if you want. But if you go to flyingnunfoundation.net, there are a couple of really good articles on looking after your stuff, not just tapes, but also artwork.
Fantastic. Why the particular focus on Chris's work at the moment?
It's kind of an annex to the larger Flying Nun bequest that happened last year. And Chris, as people know, had a stroke in 2009. He's kept working. He paints really well, actually. Taught himself to paint with his left hand. But over the years, he has kept everything. And so the material there, I actually had a look as it was being sorted through last year, and it's incredible. But the tapes are the main concern because they are starting to degrade. They get mouldy, and there's a point where tapes get beyond the point of rescue, and you're losing heritage then. And the tapes themselves are amazing. It's not just the releases. There are other projects that never came to light. There are live recordings. There are projects that Chris did with other artists because he was kind of a fire starter, you know, back in the day, and he actually brought a lot of people into the recording process.
What will happen to these tapes now?
They will be inspected. They've all been logged, so they know what's there. And that wasn't actually an easy process initially, because sometimes they were reused in the first place. So what it says on the box is not necessarily what's inside the box. But they'll be looked at. They'll be assessed. Their condition will be assessed. Where necessary, they'll be restored. And they will all be gradually digitised.
And anything that you particularly excited about in that collection?
Oh, the one that, I mean, this is a very odd one, and they actually asked your producer whether you might have it in the archive, but you didn't. There's a 1981 Flying Nun Christmas single called Bobzilla by the Jessels that was Chris and his mates, including two members of the Clean. And that tape's there, and it's really exciting to see that. And there is stuff by the pre-Toy Love band The Enemy that has never seen the light of day. So it's there are really interesting things on these tapes, and people will be able to study them in perpetuity.
How far back in Chris's life does this collection go?
The collection itself goes back to his childhood. He has school documentation. The tapes themselves go back to, I think, 1977, 78.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
And I mean, how do you think they'll be used in the future? I mean, obviously worth keeping in their own right, but maybe as a people who want to study those times, to maybe do a bit of surgery and forensic sort of look at how that sound developed?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we and there's a sense in which we can't really predict what people will want to do with them in the future. In the nearer future, one key thing to note is that part of the agreement with the Turnbull people, who are great, was that the digitised versions will be available for commercial release by the rights owners, which is Chris and his family. So there's every chance that you may hear things that have never been released before in the next few years.
We are going to play something today, Tall Dwarfs. Where does this fit into the picture?
Tall Dwarfs was the duo with Alec Bathgate. And Alec, you've got to kind of acknowledge Alec's part in all this. He's been Chris's foil for a long time. They were the Tall Dwarfs. They were both in Toy Love, and then they became the Tall Dwarfs. And they still see each other. I think they still make music together occasionally.
Sort of been 94, something around there, from memory?
Well, way before 94.
Tall Dwarfs, really?
Tall Dwarfs, 1980.
Okay. Stuff that up then, haven't I?
Oh, don't worry. Geez.
I was trying to remember first came across Chris Knox at Contact FM, and I must be getting it mixed up. I saw him perform. Man, it was funny. That would have been 1993, 94, and he was interesting enough then that his hit, Love Not Given Lightly, he refused to perform it with the original melody. So for all the people who are trying to just to
so
see that one,
Chris,
it was, it's a bit like Neil Young in that respect, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, one nice thing about this project is that the person who did the bulk of the sorting of the archive in Dalziel was Toy Love's roadie.
Yeah.
The abnormally puny roadie, as he's generally known. And I think that there's something quite important about having something who understands the context of the material actually go through it.
Okay. I'm looking forward to playing this. Any chance of seeing Chris perform anytime
again? He performs occasionally, at the Point Chev Library this year.
Wow.
Yeah, his spoken language is limited. He makes himself understood, it must be said. But he can still play and sing. Doesn't sing words, but he sings.
First Tall Dwarfs album, 1990. A few EPs before that.
Oh, that's albums, though.
1991, 1994. Wasn't that far off.
Yeah, it was on Furtive Records in 1981, yeah.
Okay, good man. Thanks so much for coming in.
Cheers, Jesse.
Russell Brown from the Flying Nun Foundation, and here is Nothing's Going to Happen.
Nothing's gonna happen. Nothing's gonna happen. Nothing's gonna happen.
RNZ National from the Chris Knox Tape Archive. Nothing's Going to Happen by the Tall Dwarfs.